This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
She ghosted me, but still watches all my stories. When should I start posting other women?
Well, you shouldn't be looking at it from the perspective of what is she going to think? Because the reality is she ghosted you. So if somebody has basically said, you're a ghost to me, then agree with that. Let them be a ghost to you forever and ever and ever unless you hear from her. And the fact that she's still watching your stories, that tells me for whatever reason, she's busy probably with some other dude, maybe an ex, maybe she's hanging out with Chad Thundercock. The bottom line is somebody else has her attention, but she's still keeping tabs on you and your stories. That tells me there's some level of interest. You're probably kind of a backup. You know, if it's a girl you just met, you went out a few times, and then she bounced back to an ex that she was with for 2 years, from a leverage perspective, you're always going to lose in that case, and she's going to go back to the other guy because she's more emotionally bonded to him. She's got more time with him. And so in that case, that's you've been ghosted, just let her be. But if she's still watching your stories, what that would tell me is that she's not 100% convinced that whoever she's spending her time with now is a better prospect than you.
Right.
And but you also are not going to sit around and wait for her to come back. You're going to keep moving towards what you want. And that is seeking the kind of woman that you want to date, you want to have a relationship with. And so if you're having a good time and there are cute girls around, it's you're not putting them in there to make her jealous. But if you're having a blast and there's cute girls around, it's post those pictures because it's something you want to do. Because maybe this girl sees it and maybe that causes her to feel a little sense of pressure that, ooh, wow, he's talking to other girls or there's other girls around. And if she sees you with a bunch of your dude friends and there's pretty girls everywhere, she's going to be thinking, oh, he must be sleeping with one of those girls. Or maybe he's sleeping with all of them. And if the other guy that she's with is kind of slacking off and she kind of felt like she had you right where she wanted you, she thought you were wrapped around her finger and now there's other girls, what will happen is she'll start testing the other guy and really poking and prodding, especially wherever she senses his weaknesses. And if he starts flailing around and fucking up, what you'll notice is then she'll start commenting in your posts.
Liking them.
And then she slides into your DMs or she texts you out of the blue and then you make a date. But you shouldn't be moderating your social media based on what she may or may not say.
Right.
If she ghosted you, well, as far as you're concerned, she's dead to you because that's in essence how she treated you. You're a ghost to her, so she's a ghost to you until you hear from her otherwise. And so if you had a blast with your friends and some cute girls, maybe you went away for the weekend, maybe there were some cute ski bunnies, maybe you were at the beach somewhere in Mexico and there's cute girls in bikinis everywhere, have fun, put those pictures there, because there could be another girl that watches your social media that's always kind of had a crush on you, and she sees you having all this fun and all these pretty girls around, she's going to assume that girls like you and you're safe. You have social proof. And so therefore, that can cause women like that to start reaching out to you and other women come out of the woodwork.
Right.
And then you got two or three girls you're talking to or dating or seeing, you're going to be cockier, you're going to have more swagger. So if the ex or the girl that ghosted you starts coming back, you're not going to be so over the top where you're putting her on a pedestal and drooling all over her and treating her like a celebrity to where you'll actually create the conditions where she'll feel like she has to work harder for you.
Yeah.
She'll work harder to get your attention. She'll open her schedule up to you more, especially if she's worried about potentially losing you to another woman.
Right.
Because women like you more if you're popular with other pretty girls. If it's known that no girl likes you and no girl wants to go out with you and you're always crying the blues to anybody and everybody you know about how girls always dick you over or they blow you off or they date some guy that's richer, more handsome or whatever, and then you just sound like a loser and then nobody's going to want to date you. So whatever you're going to put on social media, if you want it to be things that are going to help you, that are going to give you social proof. Because oftentimes the women that you're thinking about when you're making these posts, what ends up happening is those posts actually cause other women that you weren't even thinking about to come to you. And so that's, you know, it's like fishing. You're putting a lot of chum in the water. You're putting a lot of bait in the water. And it's always much better if you have two or three girls trying to get your attention, trying to lock you down and trying to get you to be their boyfriend versus one girl that's ghosted you and you're waiting for her to come back.
Yeah. And life's too short. Just post whatever. Like, who cares? And if she does end up fleeing away because she saw something she didn't like, then she's not meant for you. And someone else will easily swoop right in. So just post those little memories that you'll never get ever again. So, because I used to have a fear of posting things because, oh, my little, what are they called? My little side things are going to get upset. But I'm just like, you know what?
Whatever. Your side pieces?
Yeah, side
pieces. Your male orbiters?
Yeah. They're going to unfollow me, but whatever. Unfollow me if you want. I'm just living my life.
They're going to be mad that you have a boyfriend?
Yeah. And if you're single, you're single. You're not entitled to anyone, even if you have a crush on this girl. It's like, do whatever you want to do while you have that time, while you're single. Because once you're taken, you're not going to be able to have those moments.